Hi friends, I'm Anna McKenna. I'm a mother, a partner, an Army veteran, and a serial entrepreneur. My vibe is a straightforward, get-her-done mentality delivered in a supportive, community-based space. I'm here to bring you resources and tools you can really use, whether you're still serving or you're exploring your civilian status in this world. Think of this as your safe space to be challenged and encouraged in all aspects of your life. We'll talk money, mindset, business, wellness, and so much more. The military is part of your story, my friend. You get to write the rest. This is Your Next Mission with Anna McKenna.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. I have a question for you. Are you entering a new chapter, or are you really in a place where you are envisioning your future self? And by this, I mean, are you stepping into a new chapter, possibly where you've lost a lot of weight, like a lot of us on this channel have, or perhaps you're retiring, military or otherwise? Perhaps you are ending a relationship or starting a new one. Perhaps you are entering business for yourself or doing something new career-wise. My question to you is something that has been on my mind quite a bit because I too have been entering kind of a new chapter in my life. I'm sitting here in my home office in New England today, and this is kind of the stuff that has been on my mind because I have noticed more and more people have been asking me for advice about what to do in a myriad of areas, but I really find that it's mostly been weight loss, starting a business, retiring from the military, all the things that I love to talk about. So that's something that I want to talk about today. If you are new to this channel, my name is Anna McKenna. I talk about all the things basically for the 40, 50 and up crowd. And I am so glad you're here. And this right here is Shaka being really annoying, also trying to pop in on my video to say hi. She's splendid. I'd love her, but she's a pain in the neck. Anyway, so I have spent a lot of time lately thinking about where I'm at in my weight loss journey, in my career journey, with my businesses. A lot of you guys know that I have a few brick and mortar businesses, and I am starting to ramp up my coaching and programs for people who are kind of in the same place in life. And I'm so thrilled to be able to do this. But with that comes a lot of introspection about what it is that I actually want to do, who I want to work with, why do I want to work with them, and are they going to be kind of in the same space that I'm currently in to really make moves and make changes in their life and in their lifestyle. And so one of the things that I've been doing is really taking stock of where I'm at. And I do this in a bunch of different ways. I don't hop right to the manifestation, like everything's just suddenly going to happen. I've really been taking a good hard look at where I'm at and thinking about where I want to go. So I'm 45 years old and I am approaching my military retirement, which I am like so excited about, but also it's bringing me a little bit of trepidation and I feel a little nervous about it. And so I found that the most important thing for me to do right now is really to just stop, take a break, acknowledge where I've been, and really say to myself, like, okay, you're here now. You make this much amount of money. You've accomplished this much. You have a wonderful family. You are at a place now where your momming duties are leveling out at kind of like the 10, 11 year old age group. I don't have infants or toddlers anymore. And so I'm really taking some time to think about like where I'm at. And I'm doing this now because it's really important that I get clear on what I want to do next. And by this, I mean, a lot of people are thinking to themselves like, well, I want to make this amount of money and I want to be a millionaire and I want to do this and I want to do that. And I really want to raise myself to this level at my corporate career, or, you know, I really want to get married in the next 5 years or whatever the issues are. But I find that when I've gotten really, really clear and I'm picturing in my mind what that looks like, I find that I am way more likely to accomplish my goals. You guys have heard me talk about vision boards in the past, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about that, but I really have spent a lot of time thinking about Specifically, what does it look like? What does my average perfect day look like when I am achieving what I want to achieve in this new chapter? I think about what my routine is now. I think about the things that I don't love about it. And I really am picturing in my mind and envisioning, by the way, this is something that professional athletes do, envisioning what my day really looks like, the people that I want in it. I envision how much money I make, what that looks like in my bank account, what I'm wearing, how I look, what I look like at the gym, what I'm eating day to day. And I'm really getting down into the nitty gritty. And in many cases, I'm spending some time in the mornings journaling this out. I will talk about my meditation practice in another video, but I've gotten better with the help of an app, of course, because I want to be really thoughtful about what my next step really looks like for me at my age, with the things that I want in my life, for me and my family and my business, all of it. And the clearer I get really thinking about what does that look like, I feel like those things that I want for myself become much more attainable. And I do this through guided meditation. For me, meditation is really hard. So I started out literally doing 2 minutes of meditation and I would close my eyes and already be bored. My mind would start racing and I'd be off and at them. But now I use a great app. I use a Superhuman app. I will be sure to put that in the description box. But it is really a practical way for me to stay focused on what it is that I'm trying to do, manifest, accomplish, so on and so forth. So that has really helped with getting clear on what does it mean for me to look this way, to have this successful business, to make this amount of money. What does my day look like? Right down to the nitty gritty of what I'm wearing and how things look in my home and elsewhere. So I encourage you, if you're unclear about what that actually looks like for you, allow yourself the time and space to dream and really sit with what feels right. And that will require some quiet time. If you can carve that out, I highly encourage you to do that. The next thing that is really important is planning out the steps that I need to take to get there. So for me, I have put together my annual goals. I do this in the planner, in my planner every year. I do this every November, December, planning for the year ahead. And I wasn't going to pull this out, but I will. If you look at my planner, you can see that I have my annual goals right here. I'm not going to let you read all my goals. But those are a good placed for me to go back to and really look at. And so we are at the end of February at the time of me recording this video, and I'm heading into March. One quarter is already done of 2023. Like, can you even imagine that, right? So I'm going back to those annual goals and I'm getting really specific about the things that I'm going to plan out when it comes to my businesses, my workout plan, which I need to get better at, all the things that I find to be rolling up into my annual goals. I am trying to plan out by quarter and in many cases by month and by week. And so my plan can only be accomplished when I am going back and looking at the things that I want to accomplish for the year. Okay, so we have taken stock of where we're at. We are really allowing ourselves to dream about what that looks like for us every day. And then we're coming up with our plan. And for some of you, it might just be like, hey, I'm trying to get to the gym 3 times a week or maybe 2 times a week, whatever that is, but I'm putting it in my planner. And do I hit it every time? No, but I do find that I'm more consistent when I have written down a plan and I'm really being deliberate and intentional about how I want my days, my weeks, my months to look. Lastly, taking action. You gotta do the work, you know? You gotta think about what it takes to get you from here to what you envision when you close your eyes and really are clear on what that looks for you. You cannot do that unless You take action. So with that being said, you can't write it down in your fancy little planner and then not do anything. So for many of us who are kind of entering a new chapter or a new version of ourselves, whether, again, we've lost the weight and we don't know what, you know, our daily workout plan should look like or what should we be eating every day. Those are really important things to think about and then take action on. And I will tell you, on Sunday nights when I schedule my planner for the week, I am saying, okay, here's my schedule. I know I can't get to the gym on Tuesday and Thursday, so I'm going to shoot for Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. Regardless, I am taking small daily steps every day to make sure that I'm doing the very best I can. I hope that this is kind of a little guideline for you to use, because if you are entering whatever the unknown might be for you, all right? So again, perhaps it's a new relationship or you're leaving an old relationship. Maybe you're divorced and things look different for you now. If you can spend a few minutes getting organized and thinking about the things that you want for yourself and getting super duper crystal clear on those things, it becomes much easier for you to write down what your goals are and what are the action steps that you're going to take to get there. That is how we manifest. That is how we manifest the things that we want. Manifesting is not just, I'd love to win the lottery. That's how I'll make my millions. It's all in the universe's time, but it's in partnership with you. And so you have the tools that you need to take action every day, no matter where you are, no matter where you are in life, okay? And really take one step toward your new chapter looking the way you want it to look, okay? And these are just things that I firmly believe. You don't have to believe every bit of what I'm saying. I'm just sharing with you things that work for me, things that I have found success in so far, particularly over the last year and a half, and things that I'm taking with me into this new chapter. I'm going to be 46 in September. Things are different. I'm retiring from the military. I'm excited about what's ahead, but I also feel a little nervous. And I find that if I'm getting really clear and I'm really getting clear on what action steps seem natural for me to take, I think I'll accomplish my goals much sooner. I hope you like this. I'm interested in your feedback, so leave me some comments and I will talk to you guys soon. Take care.